Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn a request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send song request platform text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. Back 2 hours plus from now. I'll let you know who we're jamming to tomorrow for Featured Artist Friday. But joining us now to talk about the Orioles wrapping up the 2025 season, which quite frankly sucked based on expectations, but he does not suck. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's brought to us and you by the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Bordick. Bordick, how are you feeling this morning, my friend?
Well, I feel all right, Bob. How about you?
I can't complain. You know, it is what it is. I'd like to be getting ready to do playoff baseball, but it's not happening. But let's move on with the task at hand. Now, first, and I said this earlier, Nolan disagrees. After Fairbanks plunked Bisaccia, I'm going old school, eye for an eye. You played for Tony La Russa, who'd be all about this, by the way. Earl Weaver kind of downplayed the bean brawl stuff, but I think he would recognize things. So Fairbanks hits Bisaccia, who's out of lineup today. In the wrist, blows a kiss towards a heckling fan. All right, fans can be a-holes. We know that. But I want redemption. I want Povich to hit Mangum right in the back. What do you think Manzo is going to do? He's got 4 games left. Would that resonate within the clubhouse, or is that something that would be frowned upon?
Well, I think Manzo after the game said that, you know, he got all the respect in the world for Tampa, doesn't think that was intentional. So he's already sent the message that he doesn't expect any retaliation, or at least it doesn't appear on the outside that he wants any kind of retaliation. You know, Fairbanks a proven closer, great stuff, big arm. Going up and in nowadays with 98 is not smart. And I agree, man, if these guys can't throw in, then I like the old school mentality. Teach them, don't throw in if you can't do it, because – you know, Bisaccia just inked that big 8-year deal. If he would have broke his wrist and gone into the offseason like that, then I can say retaliate and then some, maybe two of their guys. Because it's pretty frustrating here, the end of the season, and you got to go up and in at the end of a ball game. You know, and I think his command is a lot better than that. He might have been wanting to send a message, but the way guys have to get themselves going nowadays to catch up to 98, everybody cheats a little bit. He's pretty lucky he didn't get full exposure there, and he's really lucky that he didn't break his wrist. I'm not sure if there's going to be retaliation, but I wouldn't mind Povich pitching inside. And if you hit him, you hit him. But, my gosh, if they're going to pitch inside the, you know, our guys, then we got to show them that we can pitch inside to them.
Damn right. All right. Tony Manzolino, Bordy, we were talking about it yesterday on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, our final Pickles extravaganza of the year, about his prospects for getting the full-time job. He seems to have the respect of said clubhouse. He's been with the team for 5 years, so he knows the players. He's tried to cultivate that infield, and he's manned up, no pun intended, when he speaks to the media. Doesn't throw players under the bus, but points out weaknesses in a kind of a stern and matter-of-fact way. What do you think about Manzolino? Does he deserve the job if all things are equal? Or does Mike Elias, insert GM here, do they want to go in a different direction, change for the sake of change?
Well, you know what? I think this is going to be an ownership call. I think it was more of an ownership call, you know, to fire Brandon Hyde. And I think it's going to be an ownership call if they're going to be aggressive for a manager. I personally think this, when you have a group of young players and they like the guy they're talking to, that is half the battle. Developing relationships. And if you bring in a guy, and I know we all want this old grizzled vet that, you know, has been to World Series and things like that, it's going to be a different message. And I like the fact that Manzolino has been with these guys since they all came up in diapers, and he's helped them. And they've all had great improvements, especially on the infield. And I do think they really respect him. As far as in-game stuff goes, I think he's done a good job. I think the second half of the season was just such a mess with a whole new bullpen, trying to find out guys. So it's really hard to judge Manzolino on his in-game calling. I judge managers now much like Kevin Cash. Kevin Cash from Tampa, he's all about the relationships with the players. And when players and that relationship is strong, players will run through a wall for you. And I think Manzo's kind of got the ear of some of these guys. And, you know, I like the continuity aspect of it all to keep these guys heading in the right direction. I think a full disruption could be rough, especially for some of the younger players.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 the Fan for the last time. At least getting paid. Well, he'll be working for free once we get to the playoffs. Did I say that into an open microphone? All right, we talked yesterday on BBT about the infield defense improving exponentially over last year. But what about that outfield D based on the personnel that's currently on the roster, Mike? How good, bad are they defensively now, and how much of an upgrade needs to happen here?
Yeah, they're not good. I mean, my gosh, they're really inconsistent out there. I'm a big fan of Colton Cowser. He's average, borderline below average defender. Beavers, he hasn't impressed me much defensively, especially his throwing arm. And O'Neill, oh my gosh, every time he goes after a ball, I think he's going to get hurt. You know, so yeah, they got to do some shaking up. We were spoiled. Cedric Mullins couldn't throw, but my gosh, could he run down the baseball? What a great defensive outfielder we had here. And the Orioles need a good defensive outfield. And right now, I think they're a little short.
Who has been the most disappointing Oriole in your eyes, Mike Bordick, in 2025?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know I mentioned O'Neill. I just think that was, you know, O'Neill, Sanchez, very disappointing offseason signings, contributed very little. But my biggest disappointment, and I think this kind of rings true with most Oriole fans, is Adley. It's just, you know, we've missed him for he was back-to-back All-Star, really, you know, set the stage for what we thought was going to be an incredible career here, and he has just fallen off. And I don't know exactly what it is. I know we've talked before about possibly his mechanics, just maybe just the mental side of things. But whatever, he's got to make some adjustments this offseason and come back and be a guy. He's got to be a major part of this offense if they want to compete next year. I mean, Adley just disappeared for a year and a half. So, yeah, he's my biggest disappointment.
Hey, Bordy, I tend to disagree with you a little bit. I think if Manzolino keeps a job, they need to bring in some veteran assistance for him to get some experience around there. But I would, you know, because when you really look at it, Bordy, who really improved this year? You know, so I think having a new message, you know, a guy in there who's, when he walks in the room, that he has presence and he commands respects the day he walks in a room. I think having that in there, I don't think that would be all bad.
No, I don't mind that. And as a matter of fact, I think with the right group, that is exactly what you'd need. But I just think with so many young players, and who knows, you might be exactly right. That might be enough to shake guys up. Because a great example in our recent history was when Buck Showalter came in, the team immediately started playing like a championship caliber team. Was it Buck Was it his philosophy or just the credibility of it being Buck Showalter? That may have a big impact. Like I said, though, I'm concerned about the youth, the young players on this team, that if all of a sudden it's a different message and they're not pampered the way they've been the last few years without, you know, being ripped apart by a better guy, how are they going to handle that? Because it has been a little vanilla. You know what I'm saying? And I think this team, and you could be right, though, Vinny, because that kind of aggressive, more veteran, grizzled attitude could be just what they need. I'm just kind of going with the way, I don't know, Major League Baseball is right now. You know, first of all, there aren't many old, crusty, veteran managers that have that old school mentality out there that I think would be a great fit for this Oriole team. But it'll be interesting to see which way they lean that way. So, yeah, I think you can see both sides of it. I just think when you're talking about the mental side of the game, is it going to be somebody that comes in and screams and plays hardball with these young guys, or is it going to be somebody that makes them feel good and comfortable? Because everything, all reports that we hear coming out, oh, just great guys, you know, super guys. Maybe they just don't have enough of that tenacity and that edge that you're talking about, Vinny. So yeah, I support both sides, to be honest with you. You talked me into it, Vinny.
Hey, way to stay on the fence. And by the way, get yourself more grizzled this offseason. He's Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Bordy, we appreciate the time as always, all season long. You know, we love you here. And we'll be talking to you during the playoffs. And maybe the Tigers won't even make it the way they're going.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now.
Jeez, I know. I'll tell you what, you know, the Orioles not getting into the postseason is one thing, but this wild card stuff has really made baseball interesting. This is going to be a great final four games, you know, left of the season for some of these teams trying to fight to get in. So, yeah, enjoy that and look forward to talking to you guys again.
Thanks, all right,
Marty.
All right, talk to you soon. Here's Mike Bordick, everybody. We'll come back, get to Nolan McGraw and hear news from the Nats coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell, 12:15. Vinny's film breakdown of the Chiefs defense coming up at 12:30. Ravens back in practice today, yesterday, minus their entire starting defensive line, but yet they're still favored in Kansas City.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.